day. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. Stand up for your country. Lot to tell you about today. You're not going to be bored in this presentation. We got a lot of stuff going on. Let's start with another police shooting in Los Angeles. Here are the facts. Last night in South L.A., police attempted to pull over a black man on a bicycle. He resisted, punched an officer, so the L.A. Sheriff's Deputy Office says, and then dropped a gun, or had a gun, that is still undefined, a black semi-automatic handgun, and then he was shot by police. The man is dead, and, you know, this is another police shooting. However, if you punch a police officer and you have a gun in your possession and you do not comply with the officer's instructions, there's not a court in the world that's going to convict the police officers. All right? It's just not going to happen. A gun is a gun, and if you punch a police officer in the face, that's assault. But we don't try cases on television. That is not fair. It's not morally right. I'm just telling you what the LA Sheriff's Department is reporting. Now, as soon as word of the shooting, the killing, got out, the people who know nothing had a lot to say. Go.
The police kill another black man, another black person. We're tired of the injustice. We're tired of the police brutality. We're tired of being looked upon as fourth-class citizens. We're tired of just not being treated equally.
I feel like they were hunting. You know, it's hunting season. You know what I'm saying? It's summertime. It's hunting season.
All right. Now, I understand that some African-Americans feel the police are gunning for them, literally. But these two individuals don't know what happened. They couldn't possibly know. Yet they're out there saying that it's murder. In a just society, that kind of behavior would be challenged. Not in a vociferous way, but just say, look, you have to wait. You have to wait. Now, if you have a police officer with his knee on the neck of an individual on videotape and you hear the man plea for his life, that's different. That's evidence. But this, so there were, you know, some marches. I don't know. We're monitoring in Los Angeles. I hope there's not going to be any trouble. But let me just make this clear and take color out of it. Let's take skin color out of it. If you are confronted by police for any reason, please do what the police officer says. If you have a weapon, please identify yourself with having a weapon. Put your hands on your head or on top of the car and tell the officer where the weapon is. Police officers have a right to defend themselves. I mean, what do you do? The guy's got a semi-automatic handgun, according again to the deputies. Do you let the guy aim it and pull the trigger at you? Of course you don't. No human being would do that. So this has got to be a message that all Americans hear. Comply with law enforcement. If they're doing something wrong, we'll take care of it afterward. Oh, it's just, and it's never going to stop because you're always going to have these kinds of things, not just with black Americans, but with whites, Hispanics, Asians, everybody else. There aren't many of them compared to the 80,000 law enforcement officers in this country. It's an infinitesimal amount, but it will happen. I mean, there are people who are high on narcotics. They're not thinking correctly. They're distraught, whatever it may be. But if you have a gun in your possession and police confront you, I mean, you have to get way out of that situation fast.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Contra Costa County, you know where that is? That's in California, East Bay, Oakland area. Contra Costa County. The DA there is a far left woman who has done something I've never seen before. I mean, this is just an amazing situation. The woman's name is Diana Becton. She has said that she does not want to prosecute looters in her county if the theft, the looting, was for personal need. So, if you're poor, you don't have a lot of money, and you smash a window and steal stuff, District Attorney Becton not going to prosecute you. Now, this is happening not only in Contra Costa County. It's happening all over the place. In New York City, it's happening. They call them quality of life crimes. So if you go to a schoolyard and you're a heroin addict and you inject yourself in the schoolyard in New York City, you will not be prosecuted. If you paint FU on the front wall of St. Patrick's Cathedral, you will not be prosecuted because the district attorney, Cy Vance, who's a soul brother to Diana Becton, I don't want to force that law. I don't want to enforce it. I'm not going to enforce it. So what good is the law, Ms. Becton? You have a law against theft, about destruction of property, yet you won't prosecute looters if they're poor? When you get to this level of madness, we are all in trouble. It's that way in San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles, Contra Costa County, and many, many other places. They will not enforce the law because they don't want to. They don't want to. It's unbelievable. Now, as a footnote, Ms. Becton received $50,000 from a George Soros fund. That's what Soros does. He gives money to these far left people. Back with the final thought in a moment.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Here is the final thought of the day. You may have noticed a veteran. His name is Joseph DeLaRay. He gave the Pledge of Allegiance at the Republican Convention. Go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, now Joseph is a triple amputee, and IndependenceFund.org gave him a track chair. Actually, you gave it to him by donating to IndependenceFund.org. All right, so please keep them in mind. Now, tomorrow, September 2nd, they have a big, big World War II program, and it's got everything in it. You're going to love it. Go to IndependenceFund.org, IndependenceFund1word.org. Check out the World War II program tomorrow and consider our badly wounded vets. Thanks for watching us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.